student section is wild during the games.
But it may not be as wild at this year's big game without the Stanford band. The band has actually been banned since May 2015 for what the university called violations from complaints by band members for sexually explicit and offensive acts, hazing, as well as violations of alcohol and controlled substance. Just hours ago, the university told NBC Bay Area, despite the ban being lifted for two recent bowl games, as of today, the band still had not made enough progress in addressing the concerns.
I mean, I'm a little bummed that they won't be there because it's a big part of the school and a big part of Spirit.
At its band shack headquarters, the band referred us to an online statement saying it understands the concerns and, in essence, is addressing them. The band also turned over its transportation money so five busloads of students can ride to the big game free.
And the band has told us that, you know, they're still, you know, very, very supportive of the team, and they're going to do everything they can during this week, during big game week, to support the team, support, you know, the students, and get everyone pumped up.
Now, the university did tell us today that the student affairs staff is working with band leaders, and the band's progress will be reviewed before the holiday bowl game season. Live at Stanford, Robert Honda, NBC Bay Area News.
Robert, thank you. So suspensions, as you might know, are nothing new for the Stanford band. You might recall back in 1986, the band drew a two-game suspension for allegedly urinating on the field during a halftime show. 5 years later, Notre Dame University banned the Stanford band indefinitely after a band member dressed as a nun and used a crucifix as a baton. And in 2004, another suspension after the band's dancers wore wedding veils in a parody of polygamy at Brigham Young University.